Welcome back to the Midday Show. I am allowed, as someone who has a show on radio, to occasionally invite friends that are doing something super, super important and super exciting just because. And this is a case of that. My guest today is Michelle Ezrick, who is a documentary filmmaker, but a storyteller. And she has made a film, well, it came out in 2009 called Saint Misbehave and the Wavy Gravy Movie. And it is a beautiful film. I got to be there, I think, right for the premiere. I'm guessing Wavy was there. I got to interview Wavy, got to meet Michelle and Wavy. It was an incredible evening. And through all sorts of luck and chance, we are here today connected once again. So, welcome to the Midday Show, Michelle
Thank you.
Ezrick.
Thank you. It's so great to be here.
Well, we have a lot of listeners in the Woodstock area, which is just minutes away from where our station is. We do a lot there. And there is a direct connection between that festival, to put it lightly, and the Wavy Gravy. So that's why I wanted you to come on here and talk about, even though I know the event we're talking about is in San Francisco. But it's so important that our listeners know about it, that are also here, and that people here tell the folks over there that they know about this amazing birthday party that you're hosting. So tell my listeners, please, about the Wavy Gravy 90th birthday.
Please, please. So Wavy Gravy is going to be 90. One of our great activists, humanitarians, human beings, souls that I've ever met, that I made a film about with D.A. Penny Baker. Called the Wavy Gravy Movie, Saint Misbehavin'. And he's going to be 90 on May 15th. And I thought, what could I get this guy who doesn't need stuff? And I just had this vision of, that we'd watched the film. We haven't watched it together in so many years. And I just thought it would be such a great birthday for him to see the movie again and to be in a big packed audience. So I called up the Presidio Theater, and there it's 602 seats, and rented that and just want everybody to come and fill it
Yeah.
out. So
Well, it's going to
to
be a.
have that energy and be in community, and the proceeds will go to Camp Winter Rainbow. It's a benefit for Wavy Gravy's camp.
You should watch the movie. If you can't make it to San Francisco, you can see this, the Saint Misbehave and the Wavy Gravy movie. You can stream it and you find out all about this incredible man and so much more than just this kind of. Yeah, bigger than life, guy that was at Woodstock, but also, he was like the mayor of Woodstock, the festival.
He was the MC.
The MC.
He was a very
Thank you.
famous MC, and he said things like, "What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for 400,000." After they passed out granola to everybody after the big rainstorm, and he and Dr. Larry Brilliant and Ram Dass and some other wonderful humans started the Seva Foundation, which has restored sight to over 5 million people in the developing world. I mean, he Wavy's a hippie icon, but
So much more.
I shouldn't say but, I should say and. He's a hippie icon. And so sometimes, people don't really understand the depth of Ram Dass calls him a holy fool. And Larry Brilliant said he is
That's great.
more thoughtful, has read more books than we have, has he's so he reads a book every couple of days. He's very hard to explain.
Right.
Except I talk about Bob Weir saying to me that when you're in front of him, you sort of get aligned and
Right.
regulated and move up to a wiser part of yourself. And
Wow. So he brings out another way of saying he brings out the very best in people
I
when he,
think
because
so.
he can connect. He has an effortless way of connecting. He did that with me. And I don't remember a lot of the details. We're talking about like 18 years ago. And it's remarkable that you are still, it says a lot about you, but it says a lot about Wavy that you guys are still friends some 20 years in, because ostensibly you were making Saint Misbehavin' around 20 years ago and it came out in 2009, but you had been making it for a couple of years at least before that. So, and you're still friends and he's still, means something so important to you. I know you still are in touch with him constantly.
We're like family. I mean, I would say he's become like he's a friend and sometimes like a surrogate dad. And I recently got engaged and he came
To my recent guest on the Midday Show, Philip Hartman.
Philip Hartman, who just released No Picnic, re-released. But Wavy and Johanna came to New York and they stayed with me and to check out Philip Hartman, and Wavy just fell in love. They
Oh,
both fell in love, but Wavy, every 10 minutes, he kept going, "I love Phil. I love Phil." And
yeah,
he
this is,
goes,
I can see
he
why.
says to me, "Michelle, do not mess this up." Like,
Right.
he's very serious with me.
No,
He's
no.
met a few, and he was like, "This is it."
Oh, yeah, I see. Well, yeah, I hope the best for you all, for sh as well. And I just can't say it enough. You know, people out here, I think there's almost like a pipeline between Woodstock and San Francisco in a way. You know, and what Wavy has accomplished there, I'm just gonna. He deserves to have a full house on the 15th for his 90th birthday, and he's going to be in the Q&A. He's sharp, still got it. He's sharp.
He does use a walker,
Okay,
you know, the
no shame
little
on,
sliding
no shame in
one.
the yeah.
The little sliding one with the seat.
Okay.
Listen, Wavy fought for our civil rights and
Right.
he was beaten. His back was broken by the cops
Oh my God.
many times. He's had seven spinal fusions.
Are you serious?
And
Wow.
this is back in the day when
Yeah,
they used
right.
saws, and it's
Okay.
not, you know, back in the day when it
Yeah.
wasn't like it is now. His back is the map of the world because he laid his body down for civil rights. And and fought and bled and stayed, you know, lived to tell the tale. He was in two full body casts, and you'll see the story of what he and his wife and the commune and what they stood for. And but you know, he's so funny. Because he got really tired of getting beat by the cops, he walked out to a protest one day, and somebody handed him a clown nose, and he put it on, and he realized, oh, the cops didn't want to beat up a clown, and so he started putting on
That's smart.
clown makeup, and then dressing as a bunny, and dressing in these kind of very creative outfits, and he stopped getting beat up. And so, and then he saw that, you know, the way he was being creative was lifting people up. And then Jerry's made an ice cream flavor out of him. I don't even know if
Oh
you
yes, I do remember
that.
that. Of course,
Your
of
wavy
course.
gravy
I
flavor.
love that. I love the wavy gravy ice cream.
And that ice cream, all the proceeds to that ice cream also went to send economically challenged children to Wavy, do the Camp Winter Rainbow. They have a scholarship fund named after Joy and Grace, who went through the camp, because that camp, even though they have 750 kids go through there every summer, it's a 5-star accredited camp that's been going on over 40 years. It's absolutely remarkable, performing arts camp. And he says, "We teach math and arithmetics and writing, but we don't teach kids how to fall." And teaching kids how to fall and timing and balance is so important. But they really insisted on going out to shelters and to kids that couldn't afford the camp to make sure that 30% of the kids at that camp were there from that scholarship fund. And so that's where the money for the screening, the proceeds
Got it. Right.
will go to that scholarship fund.
Beautiful. Well, thank you. We're going to help spread the word. Again, I want to urge people, either you, if you're listening and you happen to be in the San Francisco Bay Area, or you have family or friends out there, please do tell them all about this. Again, it's on Wavy's 90th birthday. It's not like the day before or after. It's on his 90th birthday. You can celebrate it with him, his 90th birthday on May 15th. The screen, you can get your tickets at presidiotheater.org, and then you get to, well, you'll probably meet Wavy, but you can also enjoy a Q&A afterwards with Wavy, his wife, Jahanara,
Call him
Dr.
Ja.
Larry Brilliant. And of course, the one and only Michelle Ezrich.
And if I can just throw in that the following night is a concert for Wavy with Steve Earle and Todd Rundgren,
Oh,
and
wow.
that's all on my it's
Okay.
all on my and that will benefit the Save a Foundation. And so if people go
Fantastic.
to my Instagram or Facebook, which is Michelle underscore Esrick, Esrick, they can see all the information and the invites. But the following night will be an incredible concert to also
Sounds like it.
Wavy.
All right. Well, I'm going to put you on the spot and you get to choose. Yes. Uh-oh. Because there's a lot of great songs. Your mom was Odetta. There's one artist you can choose, but you could also choose something a little closer to home for it, or closer to Wavy if you want. You get to choose the next song, Michelle.
Something you're gonna play?
Yeah, I'm going to broadcast right after this interview. I'm ready to set this up right now. So
Oh.
plays in a right after we say goodbye.
I just posted Wavy and Jahanara singing Carry It On, just a little version of it, and Joan Baez sings it,
Oh, beautiful.
recorded it.
Let's do it.
So come to the movie so we can hold hands, watch the movie, be together, be inspired by Wavy. And Adam, I cannot thank you enough. You are just the best.
Well, thank you. I feel the same. Love right back at you. And thanks for coming on the Midday Show. This is 98.1 KZE.